A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Aduluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We're discussing access to His presence this morning, and for our meditation, for our discussion, we're considering the Word of God from the book of Exodus, chapter number 33, from verse 13 to verse number 15. Now, therefore, I pray, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you and that I may find grace in your sight, and consider that this nation is your people. And he said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Then he said to him, if your presence will not go with us, do not bring us up from here. God's word, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. God's presence is the greatest factor for a life of glory. The presence of God, the greatest factor for success, the greatest factor for productivity, for fruitfulness, for blessings. You will remember in Genesis chapter number 39 and in verse number 2, the Bible says, the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man in the house of his master, the Egyptian. As a slave boy, he was a successful and a prosperous slave boy. In verse number 21 of the same book of Genesis chapter 39, the Bible says, but the Lord was with Joseph, and he showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. So as a house boy, house help in the house of Potiphar, Joseph prospered. And as a prisoner, Joseph was successful. A successful, a prosperous prisoner. He prospered. And what made this happen was the presence of God that was with him. And that's why I said God's presence is the greatest factor for a life of success, a life of glory, a life of fruitfulness or prosperity. To succeed at anything, to triumph over any challenge or over the enemy, a man needs to secure the presence of God. And so the presence of God gives you victory over the challenges of life. It gives you victory over the enemies. The presence of God gives you victory over adversity. It was a secret that Moses knew. And that was why he insisted that God, if your presence will not go with us, do not take us from hence. And the Lord promised him, God said, my presence will go with you, and I'm going to give you rest. We all need the presence of God to thrive, to triumph, to succeed at what we do. Before we see how and by what we secure access into God's presence, let's look at some blessings or benefits of His presence. Apart from the fact that God's presence makes a man to prosper in whatever he does, as we have seen in the life of Joseph, God's presence resolves crises. You must note that God's presence resolves crises. It brings form to formlessness. It fills empty void and every emptiness. God's presence fills it. It turns things around. It resolves crises. In Genesis chapter 1, from verse 1, the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The Bible also says the earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. So darkness covered everywhere. The earth was without form and it was void. It was empty. It was a period of crisis, a period of confusion, a period of darkness, just as we are experiencing right now in our nation and in the world at large. It's a period of great crisis, a period of adversity, of great challenge, of darkness. There is kidnapping here and there. There is attack here and there. People are sleeping in their own villages, in their homes, and suddenly they are woken up, jolted out of their sleep by cry for help and attacks. The enemy has pounced on them, killing and maiming and burning down houses and destroying lives. You can't even travel on any of our highways without doing fasting and prayers or looking for one power or security to accompany you on your trip. It's a period of confusion and crisis, a time that even the government appears helpless and hapless to know what to do. And so there is confusion everywhere. At a time of confusion like this, the presence of God will be the greatest need to resolve this crisis, to turn things around. The presence of God turned things around. When the earth was without form and void, and darkness was everywhere, the Bible says God's presence came in and turned things around. The presence of God resolves crisis. We must also understand that the presence of God births growth and greatness. If you want to experience growth or greatness in your life, then you need the presence of God. The Bible says in 2 Samuel chapter number 5 and in verse number 10, "So David went on and became great, and the Lord God of hosts was with him." David made progress. David became very great because God was with him. So the presence of God is what births greatness in a man's life. The presence of God births growth. It makes growth to be possible for a man, for a business, for a ministry, for a career. If your business must grow, if your career must grow, if your ministry must grow, then the presence of God is a necessity. It is non-negotiable. Anywhere God is present, growth is inevitable. And that's why I'm praying this morning that the presence of the Lord will be with you, and it will cause you to grow in all that you do. It will bring greatness to your life and into your destiny. Another blessing of God's presence is rest. Moses prayed, "If your presence will not go with us, don't take us from hence." God said to Moses, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." The presence of God gives rest to a man in whatever he does. The presence of God eliminates stress and worries and anxieties. If you know that God is present with you, why then will you fret yourself over the troubles of the hour? Paul the apostle, when they were about to have that shipwreck, Paul told the people, "The angel of the God that I serve stood by me today, and he told me there shall be no loss of any life except of the weirs." He was assured of God's presence with him. And so while others were troubled and afraid, Paul the apostle was not afraid because God was present with him. A man who carries God's presence will be at rest. What causes others to fret will not in any way move him, because he is assured of the presence of the great God with him. And so he has rest. And I pray that God's presence will be with you, will go with you in your journey, and he will give you rest in the name of Jesus. The Bible says God keeps that man in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him because he trusts in him. God's presence helps you, enables you to trust in him. And as you trust in him, he keeps you in perfect peace. You are not troubled. You do not fret. You are not stressed. You are not tense, in spite and irrespective of the troubles and the challenges hovering around. God's presence gives you rest. God's presence also brings healing. Healing to anything that may be sick. Maybe your body, maybe your finance, maybe your business, maybe your family, maybe your ministry. The presence of God brings healing to whatever may be sick. In Malachi chapter number 4 verse 2, the Bible says, "But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and he shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves." The Son of Righteousness, symbolizing the presence of God, will arise upon you with healing in his wings. In Luke chapter 5 verse 17, the Bible says, "It came to pass in a certain day, as he was in the house teaching, the presence of God," or the power of God, "was present to heal the sick." So God's presence brings healing. God's presence gives rest. God's presence births growth and greatness. God's presence resolves crisis. And this is the importance of the presence of God, and that is why you need God's presence with you. Of course, you must also understand that God's presence is the greatest form of protection and defense that a man has. Israel could not be cursed because the Lord was present with Israel. The Lord is God was with him, and the shout of a king was among them. So the presence of God gives you protection and security. The presence of God. My prayer again is that the presence of God will not depart from your life In Jesus' precious name, let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray, Father. Let your presence resolve the crisis of this present time in my life, the crisis in my personal life, the crisis in my family, the crisis in our nation. Let your presence resolve this crisis, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You came to the scene in the midst of the crisis and the darkness of the world, and you said, let there be light. And you put an end to that darkness. You put an end to the crisis. You resolved the crisis. Father, I pray, let the crisis in my life, in my family, in our nation be divinely resolved by the presence of you, the living God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, your presence with David made him grow great. He became very great because you were present with him. Let your presence make me great. Let your presence cause me to increase, to grow, and to become great in life, in destiny, in business, in ministry, in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God, that just as your presence brought growth and greatness to David, that your presence will bring growth to my life, to my destiny, to my ministry, to my finances. Let your presence bring growth and greatness into my life, in the name of Jesus. Let your presence bring great growth and greatness into my family. Let your presence bring great growth and greatness into my business, into my ministry. Let your presence bring growth and greatness into our nation, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and pray, Father, let your presence give me rest. Let your presence be with me, go with me, and give me rest, in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God. Let your presence go with me and give me rest. Lord, let me be free from stress, from troubles, from challenges. Let me not fret. Let me be free from anxiety and worry. So let your presence give me rest on every side, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to begin to receive total healing. Healing for yourself, healing for your finances and your business by reason of the presence of God. Father, I receive total healing by reason of your presence. Let the Son of Righteousness arise upon me with healing in his wings. Heal my body, O God, from every sickness, from every ache, from every pain. Let me be made whole. Let your presence heal me divinely, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, heal my business, heal my ministry, heal my family. Let your presence bring healing to my family, bring healing to my business, to my ministry. Let your presence bring healing to our nation, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. I pray that the presence of the Lord will resolve every crisis in your life, in your family, in your business, in your ministry, in the name of Jesus. He will resolve the crisis in our land. God will be present and he will turn things around, in the name of Jesus. The Lord will be with you and cause you to prosper in all that you do. The Lord will cause growth and greatness to be your experience and portion. His presence will give you rest on every side. His presence will bring healing to you and all that concerns you, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Support Daily Impact with Graceman with your prayers. Pray for this program. Support also by forwarding this message and sharing the link with your contacts. Support with your giving. And let your donations be sent to the Zenith Bank account number 12-16-100-456. The account name is Daily Impact with Grace Man. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is @YemiGraceMan. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious week. The Lord bless you.